The Shepherd and Art Festival is happening at the moment across the Goulburn Valley. One of the exhibitions, one of the performances that you can go and see happening tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's 9 performances over those 3 nights, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. on every one of those nights. It is the Awaken Dance Theatre Company, Dance Interactive. And with us on the phone right now at the moment is Kyla McGregor, who is the creative director. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I feel like you're going to have a busy 3 days coming up.
Ooh,
for you.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, but exciting.
We get it that it's not just, and you'll have to excuse us because Josh and I are not the most prolific dancers
in the world.
But, so if we ask dumb questions, that is why. But look, not just your standard dance piece. You're not sitting down, you're not just watching people. There's a little more to this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not like a theatre setting where you sit as an audience member and observe the performance. You're actually going to be walking room to room through the Riverlink Studios, which is so exciting. You're immersed in it. It's surrounded, or you're surrounded by it, I should say. So, yeah, it's like a living art museum.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
The best way to explain it.
How long has the prep been for this one? Because I know you put a lot of time and effort into all of your performances, but this one seems like, because it's not just on a stage,
it's different.
Yeah, how long have you been prepping for this one?
We did auditions back in December.
Wow.
And then started the process at the end of January, like at the end of the school holidays, and been working since then. So probably about a 10, 11 week intense rehearsal process minus the school holidays. And and then back into it this week, first week of term two. So yeah, it's been intense, but been amazing. So I'm so proud of everyone. They've done such an incredible job.
Yeah. Kyla, you say many rooms, and it touches on many different things, including many of the creative spheres, music, sound, art, animation, photography, film, interior design, to name a few. But you say it touches on these or it includes these. Could you give us an example as to how, like, it might, you know, the piece might include one of those bits, just for those of us who are trying to imagine what this might look like?
Absolutely. So it really is a feast for the senses. So I was really inspired by creativity and all the different ways that there's creativity that surrounds us. And I often have people say that they don't think they're creative, and I think everyone's creative. Mm. So we're wanting to touch on all different ways that people can be creative in their lives. So the first room is actually music is the hero, music and sound, and you're actually immersed in a room with beautiful sound, and the dance complements that. We have dance on film, we have art and animation in another room, we've got fashion, we've got interior design and landscape. So yeah, I think in our world around us there's so many different ways people are creative, and we're wanting to touch on those things, and it's the way that dance interacts with those things as well. Oh, there's sculpture as well. So,
sculpture as well.
Yeah.
Busy few nights ahead.
A lot going on.
9 performances over 3 nights. April 16th, that's today. 17th and 18th at 6, 7 and 8 p.m. If you want to get your tickets, you can do that by heading along to the Shepparton Festival .org.au website. It's under the events page there. Oh, deep breaths.
Yeah. A lot going
on.
Kyla,
so excited.
Have a great night and good luck with all the performances.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.